Welcome Home, a podcast for veterans, about veterans, by veterans, is a project of Willing Warriors and the Warrior Retreat at Bull Run.
Good morning. I'm Larry Ziliaks, your host, Director of Culinary Services here at the Warrior Retreat at Bull Run. And today our guest is Amy Stoddard. She is a program director with Serving Together, which is an organization based out of Maryland, but works throughout the entire DMV here. And she is, when you look up Amy on the internet, it says she's amazing and is involved in so many programs in the veteran service organization space. So we're very lucky to have her today to talk about a new program that's being developed, and I'm really excited about it. It's the Woman Warriors Network, and she's here today to tell us all about what this is going to be and when their inaugural event is, and I just think it's a great idea. So Amy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Larry, so much for having me and providing an opportunity to share more about the Woman Warriors Network and the vision behind it and the hope of what this program will provide to our women veterans and our transitioning female service members.
This is a program that's part of Serving Together.
Yeah. Yep. This is one of our, as you know, Serving Together is a referring service. So we help connect service members, their families, and veterans to services here in the DMV. And so the Woman Warrior Network is a brand new program that I'm so excited to say we're launching on May 9th. And it's really to focus solely on our women veterans and our transitioning female service members. The true, meaning behind it is to really create a community for female veterans and service women to come together, connect organically, create a network of community by providing resources to them, and a space that most importantly fosters inclusivity, safety, and empowerment.
And so this particular program is this an online program, or is it they're going to be meeting in person, or a hybrid of that? Tell us a little bit about how you envision it's going to work.
So we initially are going to start in person.
Okay.
And we're going to see how it goes. We're hoping to add a virtual component, but this is a pilot program. And it's, really an opportunity to see what the needs are for our women veterans and our transitioning service members. And so we're going to start in person. It's going to be at the American Red Cross in Fairfax. It's going to be from 4 to 8 p.m. May 9th, which again is our launch date. And really what we want it to be is, let's just say someone can't come till 6. That's fine. We really want it to be a place where people can come, gather the tools they need, but most importantly, connect with each other and be each other's resource, right? Now, I will say this, we are having some specific topics and things to get people to join us. So I want to make sure that for May 9th, we're actually having the Petrie Art Foundation join us, and they're going to be teaching a free art class with all supplies free of charge.
Oh.
They're going to be doing still art, which is going to be really neat. We're going to do they're going to be painting like a flower or a plant. If they enjoy this and it's something that they want to continue, there'll be other resources that they can connect with outside of this. But let's just say you're not into art and you really just want to come and meet other women. There will be a portion of it too where you can just socialize and just come together and be in whatever place you are, whether you've already transitioned, whether you're transitioning now. And what we're really hoping is through lived experience, we support each other. And that is really the whole meaning behind the Women Warrior Network.
Well, anybody who's worked for any length of time within the veteran service organization space recognizes that the women veteran population is vastly underserved. When it comes to healthcare, when it comes to resources and job placement, almost every aspect of what the overall veteran community gets, female veterans are definitely underserved. Is this also going to be a place where they'll be able to find resources? Will there be vendors there or other veteran service organizations there to say, hey, this is what we offer? You know, we can help you with this. We can help you with that. Will you have guest speakers? What would a veteran expect when they came?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have dates for the rest of the year. And like I said before, this is a pilot. So May 9th is our first one. The next one will be July 11th. And that one is actually going to be focused on employment and entrepreneurship. Oh. And we're working with, we're partnering again with all our amazing providers, but Veterans Growing America will be joining us. And they're going to be sharing, you know, their vision behind their program. And they have tons of women veterans who have opened their own shops. Those women veterans are going to come and share their stories and share the empowerment of their journey, right? The challenges, but also the successes. I will also, this particular one will be really neat. We're going to have some of the vendors or some of the entrepreneurs join us, female veterans, sharing their what they've created. Some of them have candle companies. Some of them sell perfumes. I mean, the list, art, amazing art, and you'll be able to see it and even purchase it and support other veterans. So that'll be in July. In September, we're actually going to work on wellness, overall wellness. And we're going to part with it with Blue Star Families. And we're going to learn how to take time to just breathe. And we're going to bring in some wellness coaches to be able to help support that process of taking time for yourself, right? Honing in on what your needs are and being able to cultivate an environment, no matter where you are, to be able to center yourself. In November, we're actually going to be talking about food insecurity. So we're going to be working with Cook for Vets, and we will be able to get those who are in need connected to LJ, the founder of Cook for Vets, and she provides free meals delivered to your home. And it doesn't matter where you are, right? Whether you're employed or unemployed, you know, the criteria for receiving her resources, you know, most people are eligible, right? There's a need. We want to meet it.
Sure.
So we will also be doing a food drive for those that are able to do it. And for those that aren't, we will have resources for them as well. And then December 14th will be our last for the year. It's actually going to be on a Saturday. And we're still trying to figure out what we're thinking for that one. But the most important thing, even though we're having all these topics and resources, we can create this program to whatever the needs of our veterans, our women veterans and transitioning female service members needs are. So let's just say, you know, we want to hear from them. We want to know, is this what you need?
Right.
And in 2025, creating a program that really identifies those needs, evolving. We know that needs change every day, right? And that's the beauty of this program is we can actually modify it according to the needs of that community. I also just wanted to point that you mentioned like other resources. We will always have resources in the room, tabling. So there will be a VA benefits officer on the premises. If someone is not connected, we want you to build that relationship with these individuals so you feel as if you can trust them. And maybe then you'll be ready to get your benefits, right? And you'll want to apply for those. We will have the Alexandria Vet Center with us. We're going to have also the Department of Veterans Services. And the list goes on and on. And they're going to be there to support the individuals when those individuals are ready to reach out for support.
Yeah. What do you think it's going to take to get women to come? Because in speaking with a couple of female veterans, I asked them what they thought one of the biggest issues were for women veterans. They all identified that depression is at a higher rate amongst female veterans than their male counterparts, and that getting them involved in something is really can be a struggle, but it is so important. And so what do you think it's going to take to kind of reach out to that population and get them involved?
I think one of the most important things is trust. And that takes building a relationship, right? And this is going to take exactly what you're doing, right? Trying to get the word out, trying to help them to understand what we're hoping this is going to be. We're really, you know, the structure of it is really going to be what they want. And we're hoping that by word of mouth, that one female veteran will say, oh my word, like this was such a great place for me just to connect and be. Mm-hmm. One of the things I hear a lot is they just want a place of respite, a place to come and be with other women who have walked the walk, right? And, you know, the structure part of it is an important component, but to be honest, the most important portion of this is that they meet each other. Yeah. And that they are there for each other. And I think it's going to take maybe some time for word to travel. But what I'm hoping is that with each month that we meet, that people will share with each other what they received from it. Sure. And maybe that's just the connection with someone else. And that to us is the most important thing, is we want them to walk away feeling seen and heard and knowing that the tools are there when they are ready to accept them and that they realize, okay, I need this. And they also are building those relationships, which is really important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think clearly the veterans that do come and attend then become your best ambassadors. They're connected. They're on Facebook, they're on social media, they're on all these platforms with other women veterans. And I think, I hope that once you have a few months of these meetings, that it will just catch fire and you'll be able to replicate it in other areas and then build on to it with a online component so that veterans anywhere would be able to join for certain activities. But I really do think it's well overdue. There are groups out there like this, but I think meeting in person is so important. It's worth its weight in gold, really. We see it with all veterans, really, that when they get together, something happens. Sometimes it's hard to put your finger on exactly what it is, but you can sort of see it. You can see it in the veterans. Things change a little, their demeanor, their language, their tone. This is not going to be any different for female warriors, for sure. Tell us again where this is going to be and when.
So it is, our launch date is May 9th. It is going to be at the American Red Cross. The address is 8550 Arlington Boulevard in Fairfax, Virginia. You know, really the hope is as well is that, you know, everyone's journey is in a different space, right? For those that are transitioning, you know, sometimes you're not sure what the expectation is. And those veterans that are, you know, have already, you know, transitioned and maybe 3 to 5 years into that veteran status, you know, being able to help someone who is in that transition is important, right? Mm-hmm. And to be the best battle buddy, right? We always talk about our battle buddies in the Army and, you know, as a spouse, we also talk about our battle buddies and always having that person that you know will be there for them. Well, we're hoping that the Women Warrior Network will be that. You're not sure where to go. You have a friend that needs something. Come to the Women Warrior Network to get connected to our amazing providers that are providing unbelievable services to the DMV. And really would be amazing is if this became like, you know, there was like cohorts in different counties, right? And maybe little chapters start up. And, you know, we understand what the needs are and we can start cultivating programs that meet them. The virtual component is one that I think, you know, is definitely will be in the works, especially for those that maybe live further out and it's harder to get in, or, you know, maybe you have children and you're unable to be able to stop and come in. But we really wanted that physical presence because, like you said, magic happens when you come together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to be able to meet the needs of all. And as this program grows, then more and more opportunities to be able to provide those additional avenues to connect will definitely fall into place.
It almost sounds as though once it's sort of up and running, I almost see a whole mentor program developing within it and to help veterans become mentors, to know how to do it, and then for them to have a purpose within the organization, which is also something that many veterans lack, is they've transitioned out of the military. Their tribe is gone from them. They want to belong again. And this seems like an absolute perfect way for them to be part of a tribe again, but also to contribute and say, I got out 3 years ago. This is what my struggle with the VA was like. You need to get, I know you don't want to apply for benefits, but you really need to, because what I always tell veterans is it really comes down to you might get a zero rating now, you're young, but I guarantee you it'll affect you when you're older, and you'll qualify for sure. And then you'll get medical care and you'll get disability pay and that kind of thing. So, you know, having those people, like you say, who have walked a walk and are willing to share is really so valuable today. They're out there. And most veterans want to help other veterans. They just don't know how. Giving them a platform from which they can help other veterans, I think, is going to be just as important as it is for the women to come, women veterans to come and just be part of it and find that resource and find, you know, that VA representative who can tell them how to apply for things that the state, Commonwealth of Virginia veterans representative who can say, hey, if you know, we offer these things too, because there's so much out there and trying to navigate it and trying to figure out what's the best approach is almost a full-time job.
Definitely. You know, and we do live in, you know, we have a lot of resources here, but it also can be really hard to connect. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for jobs here and the work-life balance is heavy. And being able to come and just take a breath for a few minutes and connect with other women, that's really what we're hoping for this to be. The concept is really simple. It's really, you know, coming together as a community, building that. I love that you mentioned the tribe, you know, and then those providers being that surrounding component of support, right? Sometimes you just want to talk with somebody. Connecting with another female veteran or servicewoman, you know, that can be really empowering for both parties. And also you're making friendships and connections within this community. Mm-hmm. That can be also very difficult to do. And so we're just hoping that the Woman Warrior Network becomes the place to go when you are looking to connect and you're looking for resources or you're just looking for a place to also meet a friend.
Do they have to register or do they just show up or how does it work?
So for this particular, the May 9th one, we do have a registration and because of the painting kits. Mm. But typically, we're not going to have a registration because we want people to come as they can. If you can't be there, you know, at 4, but you can be there at 5:30, we want you to come. If you can stay 30 minutes, great. Maybe you'll meet someone. Maybe you'll meet a resource. We will have food on May 9th. Wegmans is sponsoring us. So we will have food to feed you. There'll be painting. There'll be creativity, connection. But we need people to register. And really looking for people to come and just, you know, tell us what you need. And that's another huge component of it is we want it to be a place where you feel heard. And this is the place where we want that to happen.
We'll have the link on where to register in the show notes. So people will be able to just click on that link and go register. And I encourage all the female veterans out there who are listening to, especially in the Northern Virginia area, to consider going and checking it out. I guarantee you that Amy doesn't get involved in anything that isn't first class and top notch. God bless Chris and the crew over at the Red Cross. Yeah. They are always open to supporting veterans and any veteran service organization that needs some space to meet or to do something like this. They're just wonderful over there. I guarantee you're going to have a great time, and you're going to maybe find your tribe and get some help with whatever you need, or at least have your voice heard so that Amy and her team can then think about how to focus the Women Warriors Network to better serve women warriors in the future. And so it's so important that you go to this inaugural meeting because it's going to set the tone for what happens in the future. And it's so important that it gets off the ground, it gets going, and it helps. You'll be helping other women warriors by just attending. So, Amy, thank you so much for coming on today and telling us all about this exciting program that you're starting. I think it's just great, and I wish you all the luck.
Thank you, Larry, so much. I really appreciate the time.
Okay. For our listeners, we'll have another episode next Monday morning at 0500. If you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at podcast@willingwarriors.org. Until then, thanks for listening.
The Welcome Home Podcast is brought to you by Willing Warriors, a nonprofit organization serving active duty service members and veterans since 2012. To learn more, please visit our webpage at willingwarriors.org.